Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Up in the morning at the break of day, you'll hear a big bearded cowboy at the chuck wagon say, gather round boys, the coffee's hot on the fire, there's a full day of branding, we're heating the irons. I want to smell that scorch tear and burning high. The horses of grain boys are ready to ride. Roll up your bed rolls and jump in your boots. Daylight is a-wasting, boys, it's out of the chute. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your riettas and pull your sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, ride, ride where the trail will wind. You better drive, 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 or we'll leave you behind. Come on and ride, ride, ride. Get ready to be at your best. Let's saddle them ponies and tighten the cinch. Pull on your gloves and take your hat off the fence. We'll get the cattle to market, and after they're sold, you can all let your hair down, get lazy or bold. Ride to town and find a lady or two to take you by the arms and shake the dust off your boots. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your riettas and pull your sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, ride, ride where the trail will wind. You better drive, 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 or we'll leave you behind. Come on and ride, ride, ride.
Well, good Thursday from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Gary Holt. That was Ride, Cowboy, Ride from Riders in the Sky. And today from Albuquerque, New Mexico, beautiful Hotel Albuquerque, we are joining the International Western Music Association with our co-host, Miss Bobby Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary, from Old Town Albuquerque. What a week we are having. We wish you and Mary Kay were here.
Well, we kind of are missing that, but we'll be there next year, Lord willing. So we look forward to doing that. But this is what year for the International Western Music Association? Do you know, Bob?
Oh, how many years of the organization total, or
yeah,
how many years for the conference?
Yeah.
How many years for the organization total?
35.
35? Wow, that's a big anniversary. 35 years. And this is our sixth year. This is our sixth year.
Yes, this is our sixth year. And our first guest, Kerry Grumbacher, who's sitting right next to me, so fun. He just said, what did you say?
We've been in Albuquerque since 2004.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to have a great today because we are visiting with the nominees for Song of the Year. And our first guest today is Kerry Grumbacher, and he has a great song that's been nominated called Range of the Buffalo. So we're going to take a listen to that and come back and talk with Kerry in just a moment today on the Equestrian Legacy Radio
Daughter of one, walk from the willows to the rising sun. Great up back high, head swinging low, on the range of the buffalo. Thunder on the prairie, thunder in their hooves. Earth would tremble when the bison moved. Seasons come and seasons go, on the range of the buffalo. I grew up in the dust of many horses. My lance was lightning, my aim was true. Took what the earth did offer. I gave praise when praise was due. this hilltop count 100 dead. Leave the carcass, just take the coat on the range of the buffalo. From Jacksboro to Saskatoon, blood did flow from an open wound. Now drive a mule cart, try to make a load of the bleached out bones of the buffalo. I rode in the dust of longhorn cattle, vaquero's saddle was my pride. I thought the trail would last forever, as long as we had horses to ride, horses to ride. We stretched the fence, we built the town, we broke the side with ox and plow, we dammed the rivers that used to flow on the range of the buffalo. I've heard a whisper on the wind, all that's gone never comes again. The last red embers of daylight glow on the range of the buffalo. Now I drive in a cloud of dust and diesel, coast to coast, midnight to dawn. This land is crossed by rail and wire. We're left to dream our dreams and sing our songs. We sing our songs. Mother of millions, daughter of one, walk from the willows to the rising sun. Great humpback high, head swinging low, on the range of the buffalo.
Welcome back to Campfire Cafe, broadcasting live from the International Western Music Association Convention in Old Town, Albuquerque, New Mexico. We just heard Range of the Buffalo, one of the top five nominees for the 2021 IWMA Song of the Year Award of Excellence. Like a troubadour of old, our first guest, Cary Grombacher, paints vivid portraits and tells fascinating stories with his contemporary Western songs. Cary has played on stages as varied as the Arizona Cowboy Gathering and the New Orleans Jazz Festival. And it's delightful to have a moment to chat with Cary live right here. He is the songwriter of the song Range of the Buffalo. Welcome, Cary.
Thanks, Bobby Jean.
Good morning, sir.
I'm happy to be on this side of the microphone for you. It's interesting. Hey, Gary, good to see you too. Good to hear you too.
Yeah, good to talk with you. Great song. Congratulations on your nomination.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm pretty thrilled by the nomination. I've been a member of this organization for 26 years. It's the first nomination I've ever received for anything.
And he's been nominated for Songwriter of the Year also.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting for me.
That is fantastic. I got to ask you one question real quick. How did a guy from New Orleans, Louisiana, get involved in Western music?
Well, although I live there now, I'm not from Louisiana. I was born in Kansas, born at Fort Riley, Kansas. My dad was in the Army. I've been a musician since I was about 10 years old. My dad was a guitar player as well. Not professionally, he was a professional soldier. But I learned music from him and fell into country music from birth. I go back farther than I'm even alive at country music, and studied American history and culture at the University of Texas at Austin, and I studied folklore as well and musicology, all kinds of stuff like that. But I was just prepared academically to turn my attention to the West. I've been writing songs, as I said, since I was playing music since I was 10, writing songs since I was 17, and in 1995, when my wife and I were just engaged and I can't remember the year. But anyway, my dad was friends with Bud Strom, who was one of the organizers of the Cochise Cowboy Gathering in Sierra Vista, Arizona. My dad had been commanding general at Fort Huachuca when he retired. And Bud invited me. Actually, he and I performed twice that year at parties that my parents gave in Arizona. And he invited me to the Cochise Gathering in February of 1997. I went out for that. I had four Western songs I'd written. I probably knew a handful more. I was so struck by the storytelling aspect of cowboy music. I'd been aware of, from the 50s, early 60s, when Marty Robbins hit with El Paso, that began the kind of modern era of the Western singer-songwriter, I think. And so I was familiar with the material, but I was just struck by the storytelling aspect. And I drove back to Austin, where I was living at the time, Austin, Texas, and I stopped at the Petro truck stop on the east side of El Paso and wrote a song on my way home, had another one practically finished by the time I got back to the house in Austin, recorded a cassette of Western songs that year. I got invited by Warren Miller to come out to the Prescott Gathering that summer. And then Lee Thompson, I'm not sure if any of y'all remember Lee, but he was a stalwart and mover and shaker in the Western Music Association in the early days. He essentially demanded that I join the Western Music Association. He would not let me leave Prescott, Arizona that August without a membership application. And I went to my first WMA conference in Tucson in 97, and I've just been in it since then. And as you know, I tour heavily, and I tour nationally, and I've been playing cowboy music and Western music in front of people who normally would never hear it. I've played at the Newport Folk Festival twice, and I think I'm the only Western artist they've ever booked, except maybe Ian Tyson, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. Unreal. Well, that answers that question for me.
Yeah.
Bobby, I think you had a question real quick, and then we're going to get to We Rode the River.
Okay. I did want to chat with Carrie, have Carrie tell us just a little bit about what inspired Range of the Buffalo, both that song and maybe what you thought of as you put that album together.
Well, the song itself begins with a mention of a piece of sculpture that my friend Linda Reynolds in Cody, Wyoming made. She made a sculpture of a bison hollowed out with more like baby buffalo inside it, and she called that piece Mother of Millions. And I kept that phrase with me for ages. And then began thinking about, the general history of the West, the buffalo in it. I had some phrases and words I really wanted to use. That line at the very first bridge, I grew up in the dust of many horses. That's a quotation from a New Yorker magazine article in the early 1990s. It was a profile on a young Mongolian politician. And he grew up in a nomad family. The horse culture of Mongolia is the earliest horse culture that we know about. And of course, we get steel spurs from the Mongols. We would not be riding the way we ride without those folks. But this young man grew up with horses, and he said, "I grew up in the dust of many horses." I'm like, God, I'm going to use that line someday if it kills me. And that was kind of it. The rest of it fell into place. There are phrases I like singing. I love saying, great humpback high, head swinging low. It comes out of the mouth so easily. So that was a great, it was a fun song to write. Kind of challenging to get everything to follow this arc from the first buffalo kind of emerging out of the willow trees. And that image, Andy Nelson and I, the poet Andy Nelson, we were doing a show on the Green River in Wyoming. So he lives in Pinedale, Wyoming. And we were up above Cora, Wyoming, which is where our friend V used to be a caretaker on a ranch. And so I was doing the show up there with Andy, and I was on a flatbed trailer with a microphone, and he was in the audience at the time, and I'm singing away. And then all of a sudden I noticed the audience's attention is off to stage right. I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? I turn to the right, and there coming out from the willow trees behind me, is a lone buffalo walking down to the Green River to water. And of course, everybody's attention was focused there. So that image of the buffalo coming out of the woods, going down, toward the sun, going east, came from that episode with Andy on stage.
Wow.
You know, Gary, don't you just love to hear the stories behind songs and how songwriters put the stories together. That's been, thank you for sharing that.
That is great.
I think we're going to, shall we
Rode the River. Yeah, we're going to We Rode the River. And Carrie, thanks for taking the time to be with us. I know you guys are awfully busy during the convention this week, so thanks for doing that, and best of luck to you with your nomination. So we'll be staying tuned in to see how that goes for you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be on the air with y'all, and I do have to rush off in a moment. I'm playing mandolin with Alice Black, the 2019 Crescendo Award winner. She's got a showcase coming up in about 15, 20 minutes.
And where can people find your music and your schedule?
My music for sure is at kgrombacher.com. That's the best place for it right now. I should be, but I'm not right now on all the streaming services. There was some glitch in that process. But you can do downloads or buy physical CDs from my website, kgrombacher.com. And my schedule is kind of hit or miss. I announce things on Facebook, but I don't keep a calendar online anymore.
Okay. All so right.
We rode the river.
Ride the river.
Here we go.
All right.
No wonder how I came to be walking. Any luck I might have had's long left behind. It only matters now that we threw in together, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. I haven't had a friend since I was just a youngster. Never felt the need, didn't take the time. You worked side by side with a man that's gotta mean something, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. Gotta wish he'd never crossed that border. Should have known to leave well enough alone. That's a lesson you don't learn till you've grown older. And he might still be alive if he hadn't left home. We never talked about the past, but we both had one. No cause to boast, no call to lie. But you learn enough from the firm grip of a handshake. And we rode the river till the river ran dry. Late one night he sang an old corrido, one I too recalled from years gone by. A young man seeks his fortune but finds his death. And we rode the river till the river ran dry. Gotta wish we'd never crossed that border. Should have known to leave well enough alone. That's a lesson you don't learn till you've grown older. And he might still be alive if he hadn't left home. Through the rain I watched the lights come on in Juarez. The wind kicked up as the day began to die. He's buried over yonder in a narrow grave. And we rode the river till the river ran dry. I woke to the eyes of a she-wolf staring at me. The air was still, the pale light touched the sky. The eyes resolved into Venus and Mars above me. Love and war rode the river till the river ran dry. Gotta wish I'd never crossed that border. Never touched anything that was not my own. I've lived a song without a thought to growing older. And now another cowboy's riding home. Through the dawn I hear a mournful gray wolf cry. And we rode the river till the river ran dry. We rode the river till the river ran dry. We rode the river till the river ran dry.
Just heard a voice that grabs your heart and won't let go. And it belongs to our next guest, Mary Kay Holt, an internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter. Her distinguished songwriting and vocal abilities combined with her magnetic stage presence, beautiful guitar playing, and fun sense of humor make for a memorable performance. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe the songwriter of the song we just heard and the title track of the album, Frontier, one of the top five Song of the Year nominees. Welcome, Mary Kay Holt. So glad to have you with us.
Hello. Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Mary
Kay Holt.
It's so funny.
It gives us, well, hello, Gary Holt. It's so fun.
Congratulations.
Congratulations
on your nomination.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's exciting. We just wish we were there.
Next year.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, get it on the calendar. Yeah, next year.
That's right. That is right. But anyway, so tell us about Frontier, the song.
This song, the word Frontier came to me on one of my long drives out in the beautiful Red Rock Country in southern Utah. And I was filled with such a deep respect and love for the land and for the people of the West. I wanted to write a song that somehow captured a little tiny bit of how of what I had been experiencing as I shared Western music, all the different regions and areas of the West and rural communities. And so the word Frontier came to me, and I wrote the song around it, and I did write it to be a preamble to the Frontier album. So that song is very special to me. I fully intended to make it just big and dramatic and lovely as I could, because that expresses my love for the West, for the American West.
So are you missing the West?
Oh, I guess. Yeah, are you missing the West? Good question,
yes.
Gary.
I am missing it. I'm missing it very much. And it's been funny to see, as I left the West, a lot of my cowgirl friends pulled me aside and said, "Don't you dare forget your roots." And I'm remembering that. I do feel sometimes like a fish out of water, but I think everyone needs to remember I'm originally a Southern Belle, was born
That's
and
right.
raised in Texas and Mississippi. Yeah, so my family is from this area. So it's very, I just feel so grateful to God to give me the experience of both of these amazing regions of the country. I feel his hand in all of it.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to mention real quickly that you have just finished a co-write on a fantastic Christmas song that will be coming out in a single next week. It will be dropping
yes.
at midnight on November the 17th. We are excited about that, and it is one that folks are going to want to order and own, and it is absolutely beautiful. So you did that with a neighbor of ours, didn't you?
Yes. Like I said, you know, all of us, I think, can really look at our lives and just count our blessings with the way God moves in our lives. But we have close neighbors here in the Nashville area. We were able to meet actually through our friend Nikki, who will be performing the song Frontier at the awards show tomorrow night there at the convention. We met through Mickey Furman, and Andy and Ren Renfrey are now dear friends. I co-wrote this song, this Christmas song that will be released next week with Andy, and her husband Ren produced it. And I always love every new song, but this song is so special. I'm so excited to release it.
Well, we are excited for you. And what's the name of the song, by the way?
It's called Christmas Time.
Christmas Time. And it's a beautiful song. So we're going to get to another song from the album Frontier. And we're kind of moving along because we got a little bit behind as we got started.
Well, it was so
good
to
you
guys.
You will forgive me, won't you, if we kind of
I will forgive you. Big hug to you, Bobby. Say hello to everyone for us, okay?
I will. Great to have you with us today, Mary Kay.
All right.
And we're
going
to get to a great song, and it is it's a highway that leads right through the Bryant Canyon area and on back to Mary Kay's former home in Escalante. And I guess mine, too. It's called Scenic Highway 12. We'll be back in just a moment on the campfire.
Highway 12, by the nails, there's no guardrails, you gotta see it for yourself. It's the rockiest and motive, thrill ride with the most. I gladly play your hostess down Scenic Highway 12. jaw-dropping beauty of this wild ride. Red rocks and blue skies, as far as you can tell. Winding down, up and around, scenic highway 12.
One more time, Scenic Highway number 12 from her album Frontier. With the title Executive Director, our next guest sitting right here next to me, Marcia Short, wears many hats throughout the year. Her hands-on yet behind-the-scenes approach to the daily operation of the International Western Music Association keeps us humming right along. It's this time of the year that our members and the Albuquerque community get to enjoy her tireless efforts planning, organizing, and producing this event. Please welcome joining us for the first time, the IWMA's Executive Director, Marcia Short. Welcome, Marcia.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. It's just great to be here.
Hello, Miss Marcia.
Gary, you want to say hello?
Been? Yeah, where have you been for 6 years? How come we're just getting you on the show?
I don't know.
She's always been right here.
I've been right here.
Oh, gosh. Well, I expect you're a pretty busy girl. And, man, what a year this has been.
Oh. In
2020.
What a year, yes.
2021. Yeah. So a lot of challenges, but you kind of held it together. And tell us a little bit for our worldwide audience. Yeah, go ahead.
It's been a year. We were on a...
Yeah, go ahead, Marcia.
We were on a real growth spurt there, and then the bottom fell out. And so we've been, the last 2 years, just kind of in a survival mode and trying to help our performers where we could because they weren't working, so couldn't pay dues. So we've been trying to just hang on to everybody. And I'm happy to say that gatherings are back, our performers are working, and we're back, and we just took our 702nd new membership.
Cool.
So we're excited and just happy to have so many people here with us this week.
Well, that is exciting.
There's a lot of you want to just say a little something about the IWMA and what we're all about?
Oh, sure. You know, we're about preserving and promoting. We are honoring our past, the Sons of the Pioneers, Rex Allen, Roy Rogers, but we are really focusing on planning the future of Western music and cowboy poetry. And we've got a lot of really incredible young performers coming up, singing and honoring the music. And the future looks really bright for us. So, you know, we're just moving forward.
Gary,
well,
there's
the
some really great
audience.
Events happening.
Yeah, for our worldwide audience that may not know what goes on at a Western Music Convention, tell us a little about what people can see when they come, and people can still come and see what's happening this week, can't they?
Oh, sure they can. We've got showcases every day featuring some of the greatest performers ever. We've got a vendor show. We've got a boutique where a lot of our performers sell their old Western clothing, and you know, they buy each other's clothes. It's great. We're selling CDs. We've got the Western Opry coming up tomorrow night. We've got our award show Saturday night. And Saturday afternoon, we have our new team penning contest, which is really exciting. We have a songwriter and a poet get together and write a brand new song. We gave them a theme.
Wow.
It totally escapes me right now. But they got a theme, and they got 6 weeks to write a new song. And they're going to be performing these new songs on Saturday afternoon for the very first time. So it's exciting. We're anxious
to see what
kind of great new music we come up with.
Yeah.
Marcia, what do you enjoy most about this event?
Oh, I enjoy the people. I just like getting to see the people I've been talking to on the phone for now, you know, for 2 years. And it's just nice to put a face with a name and get to know everybody.
Well, if folks are out there that are nearby, and they want to come to an event, this is Thursday, so they've got two more full days to come out. So how would they come? Where are you located? And are there tickets to these different events? How would they get tickets for that?
Well, we are in the Hotel Albuquerque in Old Town, and the showcases during the day are free. So come on out and just listen to the free music. And the jamming at night, of course, is free. The evening shows, tonight's benefit dinner and Three Trails West concert, there is a ticket for that, as well as the Opry and the award show. And Sunday morning, we have a gospel concert, and that is open to the public and free. So we're anxious to have everybody come out to that.
Wow, wow. Well, I encourage our listeners to just get on down to the Hotel Albuquerque and enjoy all the things that are taking place with the Western Music Association Convention. Because there's some great music going on. And you may decide you want to become a member anyway and get the great magazine that comes out.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bobby.
I have just another quick question for Marcia while we're kind of waiting for our next guest to appear. Where can people go find out more about the organization? And would you take a moment and tell us about the Amazon Smile?
Oh, sure. You can go to iwesternmusic.org, and you can see the performers. You can read past issues of the Western Way magazine. You can also, when you go on Amazon and make any purchase, you can go to Amazon Smile, and it will ask you if you'd like a percentage of your purchase to go to a charity, and you just scroll down to International Western Music Association, and we get a percentage of all sales donated to us by Amazon. So it's a great program, and we do very well, especially over the holidays.
Fantastic.
I would encourage everybody to do that.
That's fantastic. And it doesn't cost anybody any more to make their purchase through Amazon if they donate to the Western Music Association.
No.
So that's kind of the beauty of it. You can do good.
That's right.
And doesn't cost you a penny. How about that?
Right.
That's pretty good.
Right. Doesn't cost you any extra.
That is a pretty good thing.
Well, we're just having such a great time here, Gary, and Marcia sits here in the office and just kind of keeps it all those balls rolling around and all those plates spinning in the air. And Marcia, we, on behalf of all of the members of the IWMA, we want to thank you for your leadership and guidance over these last couple of years.
Well, thank
you.
Thank you. This is always a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
All right. Well, thank you again. From Nashville, Tennessee, and we'll be back in Albuquerque in just a moment, listening to the Campfire Cafe.
Well, I rolled into Arizona from my home way back east. I was looking for a rodeo, maybe ride a humpback beast. I climbed up Highway 60, Something in me stirred when I saw the sign ahead. It said, welcome to Wickenburg. Well, I heard they got some jackpots big enough to blow your mind. All you gotta do is make it through one good 8-second ride. I found a little motel at Frontier Street and 3rd, and the sign at the desk said, welcome to Wickenburg. Bright and early, I paid my entry fee. The girl who took my money said that she could plainly see I wasn't from around here, but then she kind of purred. Said, good luck, come back and see me, and welcome to Wickenburg. But I drew the rankest critter that stock contractor had. The boys behind the bucking chute said, man, bad. He'll jump out to the right, and then he'll spin back around. But when you think you're sitting pretty, he'll put you on the ground. Well, I buzzed off, and I was hung up, and I fell into the well. He walked the length of me, and he tore me all to well. He turned my face into a plow, and as I swallowed dirt, the clown who picked me up said, welcome to Wickenburg. Yeah, welcome to Wickenburg. Well, it was fairly obvious I wouldn't make no pay. I saw that little gal I met, but she just turned away. I tried to make her smile, but I couldn't, because it hurt. When I passed the next rider, I said, welcome to Wickenburg. Yeah,
our next guest sitting right here, Dan McCorson, is nominated for 5 individual awards of excellence, including Welcome to Wickenburg, which we just heard nominated in 2 categories, a co-write with Les Buffum. This gentleman, Dan McCorson, grew up in Colorado and began playing Western swing and country music soon after college. A trail of music business success led him to a 20-year career in Nashville, writing and recording with some of the finest writers and musicians in country music. Today, Dan calls Arizona home. Please welcome to Wickenburg and to Campfire Cafe, a skilled and soulful singer who can roam from a classic cowboy song to one of his own creation with skill and ease. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Gary, for having me on the show. I'm proud to be here and just excited to be here. I brought my buddy Scott Newbert is with me.
Oh,
Scott
great.
Is the producer of the album, Me and Les album, and played everything but the kitchen sink. On
Scott, I know you're not on headphones, but do you want to say hello and everybody can hear you?
Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm late. I thought you said it 11:45.
Well, we snuck in.
Oh, okay, good.
We're so glad to see you.
So I'm still on time.
Well, still on time.
I think I was wrong.
Yeah. I remember when you were on the last time
anyway.
And we talked about Scott and how much he had performed and played so many different instruments. But I also remember that you had recorded this at home during the pandemic. That's pretty cool.
Well, that's exactly right, Gary. I was I would head out to Nashville to Scott's studio and work there. And because of COVID, I was just kind of stuck at home. And I thought, well, I was just dying to get this album done. And so I dug in, bought some software and some microphones and got to work. And so I did all of my parts at home and then I email them off to Scott, and I just did my guitar tracks and my vocals, and I kind of mapped out the songs, so you know where the solos were going to go and the intros and that kind of stuff, and with some of Scott's help, of course, and sent all that off to Scott, and then he had a drummer add some drums. You had that in the studio, right, Scott?
Yeah, did that at my studio.
Right, and then we once the drums were on the tracks that were going to have drums, not all of them do. We sent that off. Scott sent that. You know, nowadays people work from their homes in Nashville.
Yeah.
The big studios are not. You don't have to go to a big studio, and still so many people like Scott, who's a great studio musician, has been working around there forever. You just set up your own rig at home. And if you got the right kind of gear and you know how to run it, you just email it off to Scott emailed it off to the bass player. He put his Rob Price put his parts on, did a fantastic job. And then am I fading?
No, I just want to be sure that
you're fine.
Okay. okay. Good. Bobby Jean is turning the mic around, making sure I'm on track. But anyway. Sent it off to Rob, and he put his bass parts on. And then Rob sent everything back to Scott, and Scott sat down and played guitar, banjo, dobro, steel guitar, mandolin, am I forgetting anything, and sang the background parts. So there's no way I could have. There are two people that I could not have done this album without. And one is Scott, and the other one is Les Buffum.
Oh, wow.
Scott.
Let me say congratulations, first of all. Say congratulations on the nomination for Welcome to Wickenburg. So that's quite a deal. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really proud of that. I'm proud and humbled. I really am. It's just awesome. Yeah.
Gary, I was just going to say, Scott is here with us. Unfortunately, I didn't have a way to connect him with a headphone. So we can ask him a question, but we'll have to make sure he knows what the question is, and then he can answer it for us. yesterday, these two gentlemen, what fine musicians, they backed our good friend Lili Robert during her showcase yesterday afternoon, and that was so much fun. Scott, do you want to talk, what would be a good question that we can ask you? What do you love about performing?
I love just about everything about performing. I love the fact that you get to play music with people and that you get to attempt to excite other people with the music. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Gary, what do you want to ask? I know you've got a question.
My question is what are you doing hooked up with Dan McCormick?
His question is, what are you doing hooked up with Dan McCormick?
He's laughing.
Well, years ago, Dan got me out of prison, so I... we met years ago. I don't know if Dan mentioned, but we met years ago and just became friends. And I love his music and his songwriting and his singing, and we've just continued to work together, which has been a blessing for me, and it's a lot of fun.
We have become very good friends. We met at a little place south of Nashville. Gary, you may know of the town Bell Buckle.
Oh yeah, Bell Buckle
maybe not.
Cafe. Yeah,
Bell Buckle is way. I'm sorry.
I said the Bell Buckle Cafe, right there.
Yes, the Bell Buckle Cafe. You know it. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I was actually hosting a radio show out of that Bell Buckle Cafe for about a year on Sunday afternoon. And one of the guests that I brought down from Nashville was somebody I'd written with, a wonderful songwriter named Irene Kelly. She's a great artist. And do you know Irene, Gary? Or,
I do not, but I probably need to. Probably need to.
You need to. You need to get. She's a great, just a great songwriter and great person. And she came down to play the Bell Buckle, and she brought Scott with her. And so that was the first time we met. And I was getting ready to do some recording, and I found out he had a little studio. We hooked up, and we've been friends ever since. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think
so
the next
Dan,
song,
did you ever, did you ever make it to the Moon Pie and RC Cola Festival down at Bell Buckle?
You're dang right I did. I wouldn't miss it. The Moon Pie and Arts Festival. That was a big event for June and me both. My wife and I both. We made it every time. And they all. My favorite event at the RC Cola and Moon Pie Festival in Bellbuckle, Tennessee, was the wading pool swimmers. They had a synchronized swimmers in a wading pool.
Oh, gosh. Bobby Bellbuckle is just way too much fun. It's the cutest little town you ever saw. It is too much fun.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
Well, shall we get to the next song?
Well, I guess we'll just keep on trugging. But again, Dan, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. And remember, when you get back to Nashville, give me a holler, okay?
I will absolutely take you up on that, Gary. I'd love to see you. And thank you so much for having me on today. And thank you, Bobby Jean.
You're welcome. We're going to do me and Les. Do you want to just say a little something about that song before
sure.
he plays it?
Absolutely. Well, just Les and I have been friends for several years now. We've started writing songs together. And I started just hanging out with him more and more. And we just became very good friends. And one day I just thought, I don't want to write a song about Les Buffum. And I sat down, and a friend of mine let me use a cabin up in Colorado for a week to do some songwriting. And that was one of my goals, and during that week was to write that song. And so I did. I wrote that song. And Les is just a dear friend, and I'm sorry he can't be here, but I get the honor and privilege, if the occasion arises, for me to say anything when he's inducted into the Hall of Fame. So
oh, that's great.
That's a real privilege for me. Yeah.
That is great.
Well,
and congratulations to him on that as well. Congratulations to him. So
yes,
this is me and Les. Me and Les, Dan McCorson. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
We were sitting around the campfire one cold and starry night. Well, Les got real quiet, kind of leaned back and he sighed. And then he took another sip of whiskey and he gazed up at the sky and he said, "Man, I'll miss that cowboy life. Me and Les. Sons of the West." I was raised in Denver. He was saddle born and bred. I moved from town to town. He lived the cowboy life instead. But we both liked to write it down in song. Well, I believe we've been brothers all along. Well, I said, "Les, I know that ain't entirely true. But I've heard you gripe about that life, at least a time or two. About the hard falls, the bad horses, the snow and the wind. But I know, given half a chance, you'd saddle up again. Me and Les, sons of the West." I was raised in Denver. He was saddle born and bred. I moved from town to town. He lived the cowboy life instead. But we both liked to write it down in song. Well, I believe we've been brothers all along. Thank you.
Denver. He was saddle born and bred. I was prone to wander. He lived the cowboy life instead. But we both like to write it down in song. Oh, I believe we've been brothers all along.
Just fine with me. Got a good woman by my side, just the way it's supposed to be. I'll make the best of what comes my way. There's no need to wonder why, 'cause I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. I'm not at home in the city. It ain't the place for me. I can't find my way when I'm there. I just can't breathe. I gotta see the mountain and the wide open sky. Well, I guess I'll be a cowboy till I die.
I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. Gonna ride my pony to that sweet by and by, till the good Lord says I'm ready for my home beyond the sky. Well, I reckon I'll be a cowboy till I cowboy. Ride my pony beneath the western sky. I thank the Lord for giving me the chance to follow my dreams. And I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. I'm gonna be a cowboy till I die. Ride my pony to that sweet by and by, till the good Lord says I'm ready for my home beyond the sky. Well, I reckon I'll be a cowboy till I die.
A Cowboy Till I Die, written by our next guest, Doug Figgs, a co-write with Mariam Funk, and we just heard him taking lead vocals on that song from backed up by the Cowboy Way Trio, and their album, Doing What We Do, is also nominated this year. Returning guest Doug Figgs is an ASA-certified journeyman farrier, a working cowboy, and an award-winning Western music singer-songwriter. Performing his music all over the West, he continues to turn out his own variety of Western music. Nominated for 2 awards with the group he performs with, the Cowboy Way, and another 5 awards, including Radio Program DJ, Song of the Year, which we just heard, Songwriter of the Year, Male Performer of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. Gary, please welcome Doug Figgs. Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Hello, Doug Figgs. Just seems like you were just on the other day.
How are you doing?
How are you going to get home with all these different awards? How are you going to get all these different awards?
Well, I'm not worried about it.
He was up early today. He's becoming quite a celebrity, Gary. You were on TV today?
Yeah, we were on Channel 4, KOB TV, and that was really nice. So we were on the 6 o'clock edition of it, so I don't know if anybody saw it. But, actually,
I started to say people may hear you on this show than saw you on television.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was amazing. I didn't know everybody got up that early.
Hey, congratulations to you, my friend, on all of these nominations and particularly on the Song of the Year. So that is so cool. So cool. So
thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Cowboy Till I Die.
Hey, Doug,
Cowboy Till I Die. Well, that's just a simple life philosophy as far as I'm concerned, and it's mine, you know. I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm pretty happy doing it.
Doug, now that we're back all live together again this year after a hiatus last year, what's it like to be here with all these folks? You having a good time?
Oh, it's wonderful. It is so nice, you know. All I have is horses and cows to talk to.
Gary, yesterday there was a really moving tribute to Don Anita, our good friend, yeah. Don Anita. And Doug, you were part of that. How did that feel for you yesterday?
I was really very honored to get the chance. Don Anita was such a wonderful lady and a good friend, and it was my pleasure to be able to honor her in any small way. Good.
Yeah. We all feel that way about Dawn. I can't help but think about her 2019. That's when I really got to meet her and be around her at this conference 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's
back to you, Gary.
Interesting that you mentioned Dawn, because this morning in my memories, we had done a tribute to Bill Barwick, who had just passed away November 10th. Mm-hmm. And so I was mm-hmm. thinking a lot about Bill being on the show and Liz Masterson, who everybody loved and who's gone. And now Dawn is gone. We've lost a lot of great performers in the Western music world, haven't we?
We have K.R. Wood. Yeah.
Yeah, KR just passed away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Been a hard few years.
Yeah.
On that happy note.
Okay.
I see all these signs. You're in front of all these state signs with your dogs. Do you take your dogs with you everywhere that you travel?
Well, yeah. We do. You know,
they're here.
They are here.
Are they? Okay.
Well, they're not right here with me. Kathy has them right now, but yeah.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to take Sam. I'd be afraid to take Sam with me. Yeah. Yeah. What about Jim Jones with Ruby? Jim Jones with Ruby.
I don't know. Is Ruby here?
Ruby is here this morning. Yes. Bunch of crazy dog people.
Men and their dogs. Mm. I don't know.
Well, men and horses and men and dogs. It just kind of goes together. So that's all right.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bobby.
It does. You have another song. Well, I was just going to say, I know the next song that you have queued up, Gary, is a song that also was an award winner this year. You are doing the next song that we're going to do is the one I have always a hard time saying because it's not a language that rolls off my tongue. El Caballo del Fuego.
And you said that very well.
Well, I've been saying it, so I guess I have to learn how to say it. Will you tell us about this song and also about the award it recently won?
Oh, thank you. This was so fun. Floyd and Valerie came and visited us, or they were driving through one time and stopped, and they said, Valerie said, "You guys need to write a song." And so I said, "Well, that's cool. I want to do that." And I thought I needed another kind of a historical horse about the horse, and in the Spanish deal with the horses, they, you know, there's so much tradition in that. And boy, Floyd was so amazing at just coming up with such great lines, and it was so much fun. And I put it all together and put some music to it, and I played it for Mariam, and Mariam liked it, except this couple little things he tweaked and made it a much better song. And it was so much fun. We got to go to Oklahoma City to the the American Cowboy Heritage and Western Heritage Museum.
Yeah, the National
Western Heritage.
Yeah.
National Cowboy. You know what? That was so hard for me to say when we
You
were
got
there.
A Wrangler anyway, didn't you? You got a Wrangler for that.
We
song.
Got a Wrangler award from the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum.
There you go.
In Oklahoma
there you
City.
Go.
Yeah, I got it right this
you
time.
Did.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations
so,
on that. It has been quite a year for you, my friend. I'm telling you.
Oh, thank you.
Quite a year.
Thank
and it
you.
Ain't over it's yet. Good. It ain't over yet.
Not yet.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to be with us today. I know that you're busy, busy, busy. If you got up at 6 o'clock, you may need a nap. Sometime between now and showtime.
No, I got up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, he got
I had to pee first and then get everything done first. So
that makes me tired.
And I didn't
already.
Get everything done.
Oh gosh. All right, this is El Caballo del Fuego. We'll be back in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thank you.
The best of his kind. como chispas del fuego his offspring, like sparks from the flame. His guests were the finest of horses, El Caballo del Fuego, his name. He was red like the color of fire, Grandanon and Sire, como viento de luz, the wind fans the fire, they call him El Caballo del Fuego.
Well, I think Bobby has gone. That was Richard Aloyan.
Are
you back?
Sorry. I am here. I didn't know. Did you want me to go ahead and say something about that? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, tell
us
about Richard. Richard is not with us, but but talk about him, and we shared that song that's been a nominated song for Song of the Year.
Yeah.
Tell us about Richard.
I have a little something I can share. I'm so sorry I didn't just jump in like I had on the other ones. Richard Aloyan, as Gary said, isn't able to be with us today. He grew up in the historic mining town of Virginia City and uses his love of the state, its rich history, and its magnificent vistas as a constant source of inspiration. He has written and recorded 100 songs throughout his 20 years of performing. His newest recording project with partner Steve Wade, Once Upon a Desert Night, has received 3 nominations, including Song of the Year, which we just heard, Songwriter of the Year, and the whole album is part of the nominees for Traditional Western Album. And it is, all of these songs and all of the nominated Western albums are just wonderful, aren't they, Gary?
They are fantastic. And again, we want to wish all the nominees the best of luck, and we look forward to finding out how that comes out on Saturday night. But I will say this, just to be nominated, such an honor. So congratulations.
It is.
So Bobby, I know that you want to run and catch one of the showcases with our good friend Mickey Furman, but have a great time and enjoy the rest of the convention, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great time.
Thank you so much, Gary. President of the IWMA, Robert Lobeer, just stepped in. And he's just waving over at us and wanted to just say across the table here a great hello to our listening audience. So we want to thank Mr. Lorbeer for the amazing work that he also, along with Marcia Short, has done keeping us all humming along the last 24 months or so.
Well, tell Bob Heidi, and thank you for his work with the BMA, and man, I wish Belinda Gale, his beautiful wife, a happy birthday just a couple of days ago. So look forward to seeing
you. Yeah, and absolutely, and I will pass your message on to her, and thank you so much for letting me just duck away and get to some more live things going on here, and y'all have a terrific week. We'll see you down the trail.
All right, well, have a great time. Thanks so much. Today, November 11th, Veterans Day originated as the Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919, the first anniversary of the end of World War I. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. Unlike Memorial Day, Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially gives thanks to the living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peacetime. The military men and women who serve and protect the United States come from all walks of life. They are parents, children, grandparents, friends and neighbors and coworkers, and are an important part of their communities. This is our salute to our American heroes, the American veterans.
"We have wakened a sleeping giant," said an admiral of Japan when bombs from their air armada exploded on our land to draw us into a dreadful war that circled all the earth. And once again, the awesome strength of America saw rebirth of a thing called dedication to a simple word, free, that became the basic force in this land of liberty. The dark forces of the world brought terror everywhere. Nation after nation fell into misery and despair. An iron curtain ringed their lands to deaden hope and pride. They stared out on their ravaged land where countless masses died. Before the tyranny of those who felt it was their given right to brutally impose their will upon those who had lost their will to fight. And much of the world fell to that darkness to live where there was no light. A wall was built to keep apart the free man from the slave. And many of those from behind that wall found an early grave in their attempts to find freedom. They knew somewhere was there. For the voice of America was always in the air they breathed. And from it they took heart, knowing that in that great land they would always be a part of that swelling cry for freedom, that no darkness could befall. For America never wavered in her pledge to one and all to stand by her conviction that no man could be free until all men live in a peaceful world where there is no tyranny. And so the walls came tumbling down. The great light lit up the night. The sleeping giant never slept and never gave up the fight that began at Concord in 76. And for more than 200 years steadfastly kept the lamp alive through blood and sweat and tears. Should America fail, the world would fail. If we should lose our light, the world would plunge to darkness, to endless, timeless night. God bless America. Freedom never sleeps.
History, follow it back to where our fathers fought and died. Across the ways, see the crosses on the hillside. On the wind, hear their voices as they cry. We gotta get back to the faith of our fathers and find our way back to the Liberty Bell, and never forget that old flag and all she stands for. It's time to rise up and say this country is not for sale. She's not for sale. From Valley Forge they're calling. Not for sale. From Gettysburg they cry. From Bella Wood to the battle for Fallujah, she's not for sale, no, not at any price. There was a time when we all stood together. There was a time when by fire we were tried. But we've lost our way, it's a way that costs so dearly. It's not too late to saddle up and ride. We've gotta get back,
gotta get back
to the faith of our fathers and find our way back to the Liberty Bell and never forget that old flag and all she stands for. It's time to tell Washington my country's not for sale. From the Alamo to the sands of Iwo Jima, from Normandy to the Chosun Reservoir, back to Bataan, to the mighty Mekong Delta, from the Helmand Province to the Solomon's bloody shores, they cry. We gotta get back to the faith of our fathers.
Thank you.
He made his decision in the cab of his father in the summer of his 18th year. He didn't know how he'd tell his mother and his father, but something in his soul made his choice clear. The rumble of the diesel engine in the hay cutting road. 18 years of life out here is the only life he's known. He'll be a soldier from a small town. He's never even flown on a plane. What he feels is afraid. We'll just call it brave. He don't know what lies ahead, but he knows what's left behind. For God and country, he lays it on the line. 'Cause there's a whole town counting on him. Let small town soldier come home. Mama was crying. He wore his uniform in the county parade. He had saved every dollar for a store-bought diamond for the blonde-haired gal he'd loved in seventh grade. She cried on his shoulder when he said he had to go. He held her close and whispered, "Babe, I promise I'll come home." He is a soldier from a small town. He's never even flown on a plane. What he feels is afraid. We'll just call it brave. He don't know what lies ahead, but he knows what's left behind. For God, cause there's a blonde-haired gal waiting on him. Till her small-town soldier comes home again. Soldier life is more than just a fight. It's the ache in your heart that you get when you face any day so dang far away, making choices you don't ever want to regret. Don't figure he fights from a heart full of hate. He lays down for just one town 1,000 miles away. And he's closed the door on the boy he was before. But he don't know what lies ahead, but he knows what's left behind. For God and country, he laid it on the line. 'Cause there's a whole town counting on him. He had a ribbon flowing in the wind. He gets caught.
You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. The first song, or the first poem, was "Freedom Never Sleeps" by John Mitchum, and that was recited by our good friend Mr. R.W. Hampton. Second song was My Country's Not for Sale by R.W. Hampton. And the third song was Small Town Soldier by Mary Kay Holt. Our salute to American veterans, the heroes, continues with the song Fighting for That Flag. This is Bob.
On the news the other day, there were protesters burning the flag. There's no way to sugarcoat it, it made me fightin' mad. I shout a few obscenities, what makes them act that way? Someone needs to take a stand, and somebody needs to say, a soldier gave his life, mother lost her child lost their dad, fighting for that flag. He fought for your freedom, fought for your rights. You never hear him brag, fighting for that flag. It was on a Monday night, before the football game, I saw a man drop to his knee while the anthem was being played. Think of all the money he makes and how he earns his pay. Fans need to take a stand, and somebody needs to say, a soldier gave his life, mother lost her child, child lost their dad, fighting for that flag. He fought for your freedom, fought for your rights. You never hear him brag, fighting for that flag. And when that flag is flying high, you better stand and show respect for all of those sacrifice we never should forget. But a soldier gave his life, a mother lost her child, a child lost their dad, fighting for that flag. He fought for your freedom, fought for your rights. You'd never hear him right, fighting for that flag. He had the right to brag, fighting for that flag.
I'd like to dedicate this song to all of our veterans from every era and all branches of the service. One thing I've noticed that warriors have in common is that when the fighting is done, they still have to find their way back home. They say there's a place where the dreams have all gone. They never said where, but I think I know. It's miles through the night, just over the dawn, on the road that will take me home. I know in my bones that I've been here before. The ground feels the same, though the land's been torn. I've a long way to go, the stars tell me so, on the road that will take me home. Love waits for me round the bend, leads me endless
and all our troubles will be gone, and I'll know what I've lost and all that I've won when this road by me takes me home. And when I pass by, don't lead me astray. Don't try to stop me, don't stand in my way. I'm bound for the hills where the cool waters flow, on this road that will take me home. Love road by me takes me home, and we'll know what we've lost and all that we've won when this road finally takes me home. Going home, I'm
bus in his army green, sat down in a booth cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while, talking to me, feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in and out, and I know where we can go. So they went down, sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care, I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I send one back here to you? Vietnam did.
Well, that set included music Fighting for That Flag by Bob Corley, Going Home by R.W. and Calvin Hampton, and Traveling Soldier by Olivia Harms and Joni Harms. To all of our servicemen and women, our veterans, thank you for your service. Well, this has been a great show. We've enjoyed being in Albuquerque, New Mexico to visit with the nominees for Song of the Year at the International Western Music Association Convention. And from Nashville, Tennessee, this is Gary Holt. We're going to close things out today with a great song from Roy and Dale, and we wish you happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again. Clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.